Never knew Lycra could stretch that far. Hello, Stuart Clark.
Morning, TK. He got me mixed up with Jimmy and riding around the Bondi, mate. If he does it with his bike pants and no shirt on, but anyway, different story.
Oh, I thought you were going to continue with that story.
Got any cricket questions for me?
Yeah, or? I have. Nathan Lyon, why is he not considered for short-form cricket for Australia?
No, I don't know. It's an interesting question. He started his time as a 2020 bowler for South Australia. He was really good at it.
Yeah.
And seems to have just fallen out of favour. It's interesting, the whole spinning thing. It's a real toss-up between those that get wickets and those that don't go for any runs. And we've seemed to have taken the path that we've got good strike bowlers in our fast bowlers, which is pretty evident from what we've seen thus far. Well, we'll go with the defensive spinner. I don't think they're going to play a spinner in the World Cup anyway. I'd be very surprised if Xavier Doherty plays other than Sydney.
Okay. All right.
Maxwell?
Well, Maxwell will be the spinner. That's what I mean. So he's predominantly an all-rounder. So he'll be the spinning option. Stephen Smith, maybe. And unless they get a real dusty tourney wicket, well, Xavier Doherty unfortunately won't play for you, so...
What about last night at the SCG? The farewell for Brett Lee from the SCG. No wicket for him, but we saw the most extraordinary match. If you're not up to date with the finish, it was the Sixers winning over the Thunder. But these were the scenarios. With 18 balls, so three overs to go, the Sixers needed 56 runs to win. With 15 balls to go, they needed 40. With 5 balls to go, they needed 21. With 4 to go, they needed 15. And with 1 to go, they needed 4. And Stuart, they did it. It was remarkable.
Well, we were out there. I was out there with the Little Bugs cricket team and a few of the fathers. We're all sitting there watching. And they were looking at me going, you're supposed to know. And I said, oh, mate, not much hope here. The Sixers. It'll be pretty hard for them, what I thought. Yeah. And then it got to, with the Sixers to go, I said, oh, there's a couple of Sixers here. They might be half a chance. Like, you know, something extraordinary. And 6-6, 4-6, 6-4, and Jordan Silk, 2. It was interesting because the crowd were actually getting stuck into him about 2 overs before, about with 5 to go. They were booing him and get on with it and you can't hit the boundary. And all of a sudden he went 6-6, 4-4 and he was the hero of the night. It was one of the most remarkable finishes to a game of cricket. In all fairness, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. He hit the ball as clean as anybody against Josh Layler, who, before his last over, I think he may have had 4-for-4 in 3 overs or something like that.
Yep.
Some clean hitting. Not to mention, he probably took one of the best catches, if not the best catch I've ever seen.
I agree with you.
It was a really good night. Actually, in all fairness to Cricket New South Wales and the Sixers and Cricket Australia, it was a really, really great night at the SCG. 36,000 people, Brett Lee's farewell game, and everyone, the atmosphere out there is... it's top-notch.
Yeah. Just on Jordan Silk, and we spoke about him a lot during the summer, Stewie, because we recognised what a good cricketer he is, but then we said, oh, no, he's not really suited, unfortunately, to T20. Well, the last two innings has just shown his growth as a player, which, you know, I think long-form cricket's going to be his best option, and to me, he looks like an Australian cricketer. What do you think?
Yeah, look, it's turning out that way. Everyone was worried about his short version cricket because he is a good longer version cricketer. Could he clear the boundary? No one had ever seen it. Does he have, you know, can he play the reverse sweeps and all that sort of stuff? And what you're seeing, I think, is a guy that's just sort of growing into the role where he was not quite sure about it himself. And all of a sudden, he's had a couple of innings where he's potted a few out of the park. And people are now looking at him and going, hang on, if I get it wrong to this guy, he's going to hit me out of the ground. And sort of he's growing into this whole I'm a 2020 cricketer, which takes a little bit of time, especially if you're not that, you know, it's not natural to your game. Like, David Warner hitting the ball over the top is natural to him. Jordan Silk is taking time, and he'll probably look at that innings and go, "Wow, I won the game." He probably could have gone 2 overs earlier, and just backed himself, but he didn't quite back himself to, you know what I mean? He wasn't quite confident. But that will come the more innings like that he plays, because if you watched it last night, you would have just you wouldn't have realised this is Jordan Silk, the guy that he's a knicker and nudger. This bloke, no, he's not.
Yep. So the Sixers now play Adelaide, who are undefeated. How do you see that matchup?
Yeah, that'll be, look, in all fairness, it'll be very hard for the Sixers. The Strikers have been by far and away the best team in the competition. There'll be 50,000 people, I reckon, at Adelaide Oval, the new Adelaide Oval. You know, they've got a pretty good team with both are captaining. Pretty hard to get away early. Sean Tate in there. And then you've got Ludeman and
Simmons.
Craig Simmons at the top of the order, who have been absolutely dynamic, so they're going to have to play well. I hope they let Moses Henriques come back. I don't know what his movements are I know he's playing for Australia today in the one-day game, but the Sixers are a bit light on in the batting without him in the team.
Very different lineup. Let's go to that Australia versus England game. There was an interesting quote from Graham Smith, the former South African captain, talking about the personality of the dressing room under the leadership of Smith. Have you heard any news on how the dressing room is under Steve Smith?
Extremely happy, I would have thought. That's what I'm hearing. Everyone thinks he's, you know, he's getting, the biggest thing about Steve Smith is he's getting run, so his spot's not in question.
No.
Everyone's sitting, oh, how good a job's he doing? He's a team man. He's a guy that's, you know, for all occasions, he's batting well. He's astute. He understands the game. I haven't heard any negative thoughts about it. I know that. And that's what, you know, it'll be hard for the Australian selectors when Michael's fit again, because sometimes, you know, you see how good it can be with the young guy, and then you've got to go back to Michael, who is a very fine leader in his own right. But you've got Stephen Smith, and you've got a group of guys that are responding to Stephen Smith.
He was pretty good too when quizzed with a hypothetical question yesterday. What would you rather have, a World Cup victory or the Ashes? And he said, do I have to choose?
Yeah, like
he'll take both. Yeah, so he wasn't prepared to pick, so he couldn't be backed into that corner, which was terrific. So Shane Watson, tightness in the hamstring. So we are a weakened lineup, aren't we? There's no George Bailey, no Dave Warner, Joss Hazlewood, Mitchell Johnson. They're all missing, along with Watson. So Sean Marsh, though, is in form.
Look, we're a much weakened lineup than we were for the couple of games. Look, we'll be stronger for the Australian game in Sydney, but I've got a real question. What's going on with the Australian cricket team and their hamstrings?
Yeah.
Someone's got to ask the question. I think I've said it to you, Jimmy, a few times, that if you've got six hamstring injuries in one team, someone's got to have a look and say, hang on a second, why have we got all these injuries?
Hold on.
I don't understand. If it was a rugby league team, there'd be an investigation. Jeff Toovey would be out there. He'd be calling for an investigation with his fitness staff, his medical staff, anyone that he could find. It's not right. There shouldn't be six hamstring injuries in one team.
Hold on, this is not a new phenomenon. Ever since we've boosted the high-performance department at Cricket Australia, we've had more injured cricketers than ever before.
No, but it's all one injury. It's all the soft tissue hamstring injury.
I totally agree with you. The only thing that hasn't been looked at is maybe we've got too much high performance, not enough cricket. We've checked everything else. We've got all the blokes out there with their lab coats on and putting little dots on blokes, and he can lift, you know, he can bench press 400 kilos and all this sort of stuff. The only thing that someone's not done is said, hang on, let's get a control group with no training.
Yeah.
Or do the limited amount of training, cricket training, mind you, and see how they go.
Yeah.
They go right, I imagine. They have done in the past for the last 100 years.
I tell you what, Stuart.
Exactly right. Exactly right, TK.
Yeah. You're sounding like the Neil Harvey of the
2000s. Yeah, we're sounding old, but right.
I say that all the time. When you finish, you're 20% better and you know twice as much as you did when you played.
You know what? Not everything from yesterday is bad.
I agree.
How many centuries did Robert Di Castella make?
I don't know.
Alan Border once said.
He didn't win a gold medal in the weightlifting either.
No, he didn't. Good on you, Stewie. Look forward to your insight on the Robert Allenby dilemma on Sunday morning.
Let's save that for Sunday morning. Let's not waste it now.
Yeah, I just wonder which one of those stories you're going to give us about you waking up with homeless people. So,
I'm sure.
Get on here, Siri.
In fact, the way I'm going at home, I'm going to be with them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You better be careful, don't you? Former Aussie paceman Stewie Clark. And by the way, Stewie and Ray Thomas will be in the studios from 6 o'clock Sunday morning.
He's back, right?
6 till 9. Yeah, Ray's in for the 3 hours with Stewie, and they'll be talking a lot of racing and a lot of sport too.
What would Ray and Stewie have in common?
The thing they have in common is that they'll be in the same studio between the hours of 6 and 9 on a Sunday morning.